Okay, Dave. Yeah, definitely let us know anything you hear since you're the liaison. See what's going on. As far as I know, I can't speak for the entire club, of course, but I know how Rich kind of feels. We haven't really talked about it, but we've a couple text messages about it. I feel that him and I are kind of on the same page. I don't know where John's at. Or anybody else, but I think the feeling is let's try it out. Let's work with them. Let's see what we can do. But, yeah, anything you can find out, Dave, you have our email. Feel free to pass it along.
Oh, I will. I'll dig into it, see where they stand and where we can incorporate. Yeah, I asked, did you remember to... I think it's 2 years ago now that the new EMA director, we had that tornado. Sky, the spotters were tracking the tornado moving eastbound down Route 30, just north of Route 30, and it came into LaPorte County. I don't know if you remember that.
Not right off the top of my head, no. Maybe the more you talk about it, the more I'll remember.
That was a comedy of errors. We heard about the storm. Actually, had spotters confirming it was on the ground. We had debris. I was moving eastbound at like 30 miles an hour. I called county so to activate the sirens. And he wasn't exactly sure, but the procedure was to activate the sirens. I said, "Well, I'm gonna call. We'll call it in." Somebody else said they couldn't get through to. North Liberty, the National Weather Service station here in Indiana, which is known as Fort Wayne, but actually North Liberty. And I had a direct number, so I called over there to find out that somebody hit their fiber optics cable. They had no phones for like about a week, except for cells. But I did have I had their cell phone. And the storm was entering LaPorte County. The meteorologist on duty reset